afternoon, morning, whenever you are. This is Neville Mind Tricks, your friend in the Neville Sphere. Appreciate the early applause. buymeacoffee.com/mindneville if you're feeling generous. If not, that's all right too. There's different ways to show generosity. Today, I'm going to talk about the bearded lady. The bearded lady. Not that one. Not the one you're thinking about. Not the carnival barker. A few things here. You ever talk to someone on the phone that maybe you've only interacted with via email? Or back in the day, if you're old enough like me and remember pen pals through school, you have a pen pal and then you meet them in person and they're nothing like what you expected them to look like. Their personality is a bit off. Sometimes they're like, okay, I could kind of see it. But sometimes you're like, no, this is the wrong person. Or like a radio DJ. I think I brought up this phenomenon before. Again, this is preaching, talking to the older folks. Well, I mean, nowadays, too, even if you do look up a DJ online, say you heard somebody on the radio and go, that individual sounds interesting. Wonder what they look like. There's still that short amount of time between when you thought that and when the picture actually comes up. Maybe sometimes a fraction of a second, sometimes longer. But there's usually a disconnect between what you think and what actually happens or what you actually see. In the 3D. Something to think about, maybe. Here's another coincidence that moved me to record this evening, afternoon, morning, whenever you are. This morning, I felt compelled to listen to episodes from approximately a year and 2 years ago. Yes, there are that many episodes out there. That's pretty interesting. Of the Neville Mind Tricks podcast, special points, bonus points, extra credit. If you've heard all of them, I know there's more than a few of you out there. Greatly appreciated. Hopefully you're manifesting like no other. But anyway, so I listened to both episodes made mention of the same story of Neville's. And then I was working today. It was one of those, oh my gosh, I can't. One of those interesting days. My freedom of reaction was pretty powerful. Powerful in a positive way. What would Neville do? And I was listening to Neville in the background. And the story came up in the lecture that I was listening to. So I said, okay, this is very coincidental. What story? You asked. Yes, of course. Can't leave you on the cliffhanger like that. So the story was, I believe her name was a little Elmer Fudd there. I believe. Or was that Porky Pig? I don't know. One of the two. So anyway, going back to a regularly scheduled program, I think it was a Roosevelt, not Eleanor Roosevelt. But this woman was a descendant of Teddy Roosevelt, and she would always go see Neville for a private audience. She wouldn't dare go to one of his talks because she felt as though it was slumming because she was a pillar in the Episcopal Church, and in her mind, going to see Neville would be a travesty. Again, would be slumming, in her words. But she had a situation. Her son came back from this, was working for the State Department, I believe, and he was in Egypt, and he came back with his big, big honking beard, kind of like one of those millennial hipster beards with mustache cream that made them look like some freak from like the 40s or whatever. But I don't know if that was a kind of beard and mustache combo that he had, but Miss Roosevelt felt very ashamed to be seen with him. She was like, I don't want to be seen in public with him. When we're walking down Fifth Avenue, I let him go ahead and I walk behind him. I don't want people to know I'm hanging out with them. So probably people feel this way nowadays with millennials, but the ones with the hipster mustache and like the mustache cream that gets all curly and wavy and, you know, weird nonsense like that. You know, but here's my thing. If that's what Eleanor Roosevelt was thinking back here, I think it was in the 60s. Yeah, I think it was in the 60s. But anyway, I was going to look it up, but I don't know how much time that'll take because I'm not a millennial. I'm not that fast on the internets here. But anyway, so we go to... So she goes to Neville with this issue. My son has this hipster, weirdo, big monster beard with this mustache cream and wax. And I'm just so embarrassed to be seen with him. What should I do, Neville? What should I do? That's kind of how it went. You know, it wasn't like her. And again, I don't know how close she was to... I don't know how close she was to Teddy Roosevelt, but Teddy Roosevelt, he had that really nice walrus mustache. That's a man's mustache right there. All right, so digress. So back to the story. So Neville said, have you kissed your son without him having a beard? And she said, why, yes, I have. And so Neville said, well, do a scene where you're kissing your son. Feel his smooth skin. There's probably more to it. Correct me if you feel like it. NevilleMindTricks@gmail.com or enhance the story. But anyway, that's what she did. Neville didn't hear from her for a while. As I mentioned, back in those days, it wasn't like today where you connected and you're all up in one another's social media feeds, whatever you have going on, and know everything that's going on the moment it goes on. But Neville was reading the newspaper, something that he liked to do, and he saw a huge spread, and there was a wedding, and Mrs. Roosevelt, she has a first name, obviously, I can't think of it off the top of my head. Again, you're welcome to help or correct by shooting me a note. So her son got married, and he had a smooth face. No beard, no creepster mustache, just a nice smooth face. All right, so the next time Neville saw Miss Roosevelt, I'm sorry for the delay. I'm trying to kind of look up the story too. Oh, wow, and I'm getting a message. But anyway, what was I going to say? All right, so she's like, yes, Neville, do you know why he shaved his beard and mustache? Neville's like, yeah, I know why, but I wanted to hear from her. I wanted to hear what she had to say. So Miss Roosevelt said it was the woman that he married. She refused to marry him without the beard and mustache, or with the beard and mustache. Take note, ladies. Look at that. I don't know. Maybe that's how you feel, and that's what they used to do back in the day. So anyway, let me clean this up. So the story was, this is Eleanor Roosevelt, I believe was her name. Maybe it wasn't, I don't know. Again, we have some fun reason to look this up later. But anyway, so Eleanor Roosevelt, let's just go with that, went up to Neville, said, I want my son to get rid of this horrendous millennial hipster beard. Neville says, well, pretend you're kissing him and feel his soft skin. She did that. He shaved. Neville asked her how it went. She's like, oh, yeah, he shaved, but it wasn't because of what I did. It wasn't my mental act. It was because the woman that he was going to marry said, if you don't shave, I'm not going to marry you. So that's what happened. All right, a few takeaways. Neville mind trick is how others see you. So everyone sees you differently. for those of us that have interacted, like I see you a different way than you might see yourself. Those listening to these words right now, like, okay, this guy was kind of all over the map today, talking in circles, trying to look something up on the internet while recording a podcast. How dare he? But he's kind of cool because he had this weird serendipitous coincidence. And he's sharing some good information. So everyone has a different state. So why not pick the state that you want, the way you want to be? Oh, is that what people call self-concept these days? Oh, you got to work on your self-concept. Yeah, I think I've talked a lot about that, but I could always talk more if I needed to be. And then also to end everything is the whole pushed out thing. I don't like to reuse the phrase because I think it's really trite and cliche, but everything is within your mind. It's what you're thinking, what you have going on. Kind of like here, Eleanor Roosevelt didn't like the fact that the son had this beard. So she didn't say, hey, son, get rid of that beard. That beard is horrendous. It's horrible. I feel ashamed being around you. She didn't say that. She imagined it. And then his fiance, later wife, well, it was fiance at the time, said, shave that thing or I will not marry you. So it's all within. Focus on you and how you would see that person. And then also realize everyone sees you in a different way, in a different state. So why not consciously choose the state that you see yourself? Caring is sharing. If you found value, you know the thing. Share with family, friends, neighbors, people with weird hipster beards that go through a gallon of beard cream a month. More power to them. I mean, especially if they look cool and then they could always dress up as something neat when Halloween comes around, right? And for now, let us go into a silence. A silence where, you know, if you want somebody else to make a change, that they may or may not have any free will to continue down the path they're on. Maybe you could start seeing them in your mind's eye exactly the way you want to see them and see what happens. Let us go into the silence.